It's the 17th of January. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A former army officer from Luton who participated in a popular BBC One reality programme said the experience has brought back memories of his 8 years' service. Johnny Holloway, who recently watched his murder or elimination from the traitors, says his involvement returned his mind to Afghanistan, where he was stationed back in 2013. While there, his vehicle was hit by a Taliban improvised explosive device. The 31-year-old was pulled from the wreckage but sustained brain damage, which causes him difficulty remembering things in the short term. He was also forced to undergo the amputation of his left leg close to the knee. Mr. Holloway is often recognised in his area for his TV appearance, and he says the whole thing is absolutely surreal. Residents who live close to Bedford Park said the area was left in a poor condition following the exit of Bedford's Winter Wonderland, with some describing it as a black hole. A Bedford Borough Council spokesperson responded by saying the grass area where the event took place will be made good as soon as the weather permits and the ground is dry enough to carry out the required work. A flight attendant on a Wizz Air journey from London Luton Airport to Olsztyn, Missouri Airport in the northeast of Poland spotted a suspected unidentified flying object over Europe. Denisa Tanasi recorded the pink cylindrical sighting outside the aircraft on her mobile phone. The 36-year-old mother of two said she was puzzled but not afraid by what was seen. She did express her own curiosity regarding the existence of alien life, which she says now has been bolstered by the captured footage. Ronan Keating, co-lead singer of the former band Boyzone, is surprising shoppers in supermarkets across the region with a mini in-store performance to promote roaming services from Tesco Mobile. The Irish vocalist, who changed his name to Roaming Keating on social media, is expected to make appearances at any one of Bedfordshire's Tesco stores. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.